Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You dial toll free to take control of the airwaves here. We can talk about the Pope's views about spanking, as though anyone really cares what the Pope thinks. But apparently, I mean, not that anyone on this show cares, but apparently some people do. So we'll share those with you. Danica, you've got that story tonight.
Yes.
It is Ian, Danica, and Daryl in the studio. You can join us on the phones, also on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. If you're just tuning in, we've had a couple of unusual topics tonight. One of them is about a Mongolian monk who is the Buddhist folk that are from his temple or whatever. They are saying that he's still alive. He's in a meditative state after 200 years of meditation in a cave.
That's the Dalai Lama's physician that made that determination that he is still in a state of meditation, a state called Tukdam, that's T-U-K-D-A-M, and that he is close to becoming a Buddha.
The state prior to total enlightenment. So there was that discussion we had, plus Hand Angel, a Taiwanese non-governmental organization, basically a charity providing hand jobs to the severely disabled. So you can talk about any of that or whatever's on your mind. Let's go to Tom, listening in Cedar City, Utah, to KZNU. Hey, Tom.
Hi. I'm talking about your subject of celibacy, or being celibate, not meaning to be.
Well, see, we covered a couple different things. We covered the idea of celibacy versus being an asexual. What were you trying to get at there, Tom?
Okay, not being asexual, but being asexual, but not wanting to be.
Being asexual, but not wanting to, meaning that you have no drive for sex, but at the same time, you wish you did.
Well, I'm confused whether I do or not. See, and
you're confused whether or not you have a drive for sex?
Yes, because I think I do, but maybe it comes across that I don't.
Tell me more. What makes you feel that way?
Parents.
Well, you sound like your parents. You sound like you're definitely out of your parents' house. How old are you, Tom?
I'm 54.
Okay.
But the point I'm trying to make is, you go your whole life. It starts very young, and you don't. When you're real young, you're not noticing what's going on with you and how things are being evolved in your, you know, in your conscience or in your development for things like sex and attraction to the other sex and how you're going to demonstrate it or show it to the other person when you get to the age that you need to. And I believe that parents are very, very instrumental in giving you a wrong feeling about that. And you evolve not knowing that's what's going on. And it happens, and you look back and you see you go your whole life without even noticing it because you're happy-go-lucky as a youth in your youth. You're not even noticing those kind of things or thinking about those kind of things.
So let me see if I'm following what you're saying here.
Sure.
You were raised in a household where your parents did not acknowledge sexuality. They didn't talk to you about, you know, what you might be experiencing as a teenage boy, for
instance.
Did
they just try to shame you at all for... When
I believe they try to close you out in a lot of ways. In other words, I also believe that maybe perhaps you were the one they didn't want. Okay.
So you felt like that you were an unwanted child. Is that correct?
Well, I strongly believe that there's a lot of us in that category.
Oh, sure, I think that's true.
Sure, certainly.
And I believe more of us don't want to admit it or even want to. Know that for the truth, mm-hmm. but there's also people. parents really engaged in the fact that they don't want you to become something that they are experiencing, and for some reason, because of their either the fact that you were a boy and not a girl when you popped out, you know, nowadays it doesn't happen that way. They already know, but
they already know what? I'm sorry.
Parents generally know if they're going to have a boy or a girl.
I'm going off topic a little bit. Just the fact that back in the old days, they didn't know you're going to be a boy or girl when you popped out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As they do now. But the thing is, my feeling is that it stays, that conditioning stays in you, and you don't even pay attention to it. You don't even know it's happening, and you have a hard time dealing with the circumstances and the results of your interaction. And you get depressed because you have a failed you fail in a relationship, and it seemed like she was more interested in you than she turned out to say that she was. But everything points to the fact that maybe she was interested in you, and now here's this part about you that she's noticing that you never really experienced or took notice of.
The part about you, when you say part about you, you mean your sexuality that you feel had been repressed due to your parents, the way they raised you.
Your conditioning and other things help supporting that. Just your psychological conditioning.
Sure,
your
I can never relate with that.
Your conditioning, and yet, so she moved on. I mean, well, here's in my experience, the girl I fell in love with conceived a kid that committed suicide. So, and I am really mad about that.
With you?
No.
With another guy.
And I believe those kids should have been mine. Hmm. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that she got me to fall in love with her, and as it turns out, she dumped me and conceived with another guy, but yet I'm the one that she gave the feelings to. And
she gave the feelings to you, but you definitely had feelings for her. Now, we've definitely gone off from the original thrust of your call. Not that that's a bad thing, but I just want to make sure we kind of tie it all back in if possible. I don't know if we want to stray too far afield. So you've got concerns with the way that your parents raised you, trying to suppress any idea of sexuality, and then later on you feel like that's affected you in your relationships somehow, wherein you haven't had as fulfilling relationships as you might have hoped. You didn't have kids as you might have thought that you should, and you're somehow blaming yourself and or your parents for that?
Well, I'm blaming them because they seem to have never wanted to admit to anything like that. But
there's the meaning they wouldn't admit to having repressed you.
My mom has passed away. My dad's still alive,
mm-hmm.
And so I still hold the grudge against my dad. But anyway,
so you said they won't admit. You mean they won't admit to having been repressive in their way of raising you?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Very disinterested in my development and so forth. And
it seems like a lot of parents want to prevent that development, right? And they have good rationale for it.
They do. And you know, and parents, I mean, they're just like us. They make mistakes. They try to raise their kids. Most parents do try to raise their kids the best way that they feel is possible. And then when the kids are older and the kids have issues, they may not realize, oh, wow, we totally messed that up.
I want to get into that, too, because I go to counseling for that, okay? And I find out that the counseling I get, when I go to private counseling, they seem to not address the issue. It's just like what you're saying, that the parents tried their best. Well, I really don't believe Adam Lanza, the Newtown, Connecticut kids, parents tried their best with him. I don't believe that.
Okay, not all parents are meant to be parents. Right. I totally agree. There are some pretty messed up people out there.
Well, but sometimes the reason for this sexual repression, they rationalize that. I'm not saying it's right.
Right.
I'm just sort of
exactly
explaining it. So, like, for instance, one of the classic reasons would be that they don't want you to knock them girl up as a teenager. That's a fairly good reason to not have sexual intercourse. And at the same time, but if they're completely repressing the idea of sexuality instead of just informing you about sex, which is a way a lot of parents will go about that instead of actually talking, then that can really, I think, cause some damage. Tom, hang on a second here. Daryl's been absorbing all this. You've got some questions or some thoughts, observations for Tom. And if you want to talk to Tom, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online over at freetalklive.com. Tonight with you in studio, me, Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
And you've heard about Bitcoin. You've Maybe you've heard about blockchains, but what does it all mean for you? You can go to the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference coming up March 28th and 29th at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, and you'll find out. Keynote speakers will include the world-famous investor, economist, and author George Gilder, plus IBM's architect of their blockchain technology, Sumbala Nair, will be flying in from India. David Johnson will be there, Jason King, Robert Murphy, Vitalik Buterin, Charlie Shrem, and other speakers still getting lined up. It's the biggest Bitcoin event going, especially since the second annual Bitcoin or Texas Bitcoin Conference will also be hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. If you want a glimpse into the future going even beyond Bitcoin, you'll want to be in Austin, Texas, coming up March 28th. And 29th, go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. You can register for your tickets there, and don't forget to use code FTL to get $25 off the already fairly affordable price of just $150 for the weekend there. Or I don't actually, is it a weekend? Honestly, I haven't looked to see if 20.
It's a weekend.
It is a weekend? Okay, good. Because I know last year, Texas Bitcoin Conference actually happened in the middle of the week. So that's, I think, a good move on their part to move it to the weekend, to move it to downtown Austin.
You did say 28th, 29th, correct?
Correct.
That's a weekend,
okay,
Saturday, Sunday.
So, yeah, knock $25 off the already affordable registration fee by using code FTL. And then another $25 of your fee will be donated to Sean's Outpost, which is doing great work for homeless folks in Florida. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Sean's Outpost, by the way, Bitcoin-only charity. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Code is FTL. We were there last year, and we'll be there broadcasting live again.
You mentioned Charlie Shrem. Will this be his last appearance before he goes to jail?
Ooh, I don't know. When is he supposed to check in?
It was, I think, 60 days after his sentencing, and I don't remember what day he got sentenced.
It seems like it's been at least a month, but I don't know.
You might want to double-check the Charlie Shrem.
It says Charlie Shrem here.
I know it says that on there. I'm saying you might want to check with the people at Texas Bitcoin Conference
Maybe they'll teleconference him in from a jail cell.
Right. I don't know if he's actually going to physically be there.
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I presume he's going to be in a minimum security federal prison, so maybe they've got video conferencing. I mean, here in Keene, New Hampshire, you can connect with a video conference to the people that are in the jail.
Right.
So, I don't know. Charlie Shrem is going to be in some way supposedly involved. I guess we'll find out.
I'm just saying you might want to double check on Monday.
Yeah, and if you want, check in and see when it was that he was sentenced, because that might be illuminating in this matter. Anyway, go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. Code is FTL. We'll look forward to seeing you there as we go back to Tom. He's calling from Utah, listening to KZNU. Now, Tom, we were talking a little bit during the break about your situation, and of course, one of the big obvious questions is you're in Utah. Were your parents, who you've described as very sexually repressive towards you when you were growing up, and you're in your 50s now, but were your parents Mormons? I'm just curious.
Yes, but not dogmatic type. My siblings are very had no problem.
Your siblings had no problem.
They all got married and were able to express themselves with partners easily.
I see.
Interesting.
They have it understood by their significant others what they were hoping for.
Daryl, you had some comments or questions.
I did. So. The whole time I was trying to recall this quote, so I've actually pulled it up. It's from Robert Goldrick, and he writes in a book called The End of the World as We Know It. If you don't receive love from those who are meant to love you, you will never stop looking for it.
Hmm.
And there's a lot of people that I think that this really rings true for. But in regards to sort of the sexuality aspect, one thing that sort of happened to me growing up in Alabama, because, you know, Alabama's a much more conservative place than, you know, say, New Hampshire, and I'm sure Utah is very similar as far as, you know, the moral aspects go. I was always told, sex is bad, don't do it. So here I am thinking, okay, so sex is bad, so I shouldn't do sex with somebody that I like because I don't want to do bad things with somebody that I like. And so then it winds up messing with your brain. And if things mess with your brain for too long, then, you know, you wind up being 50 years old and not really knowing how to express yourself.
Well, that's very close. And I appreciate you guys giving me your time to have this, to say my piece, you know.
Sure.
So I want to know that. And
is that what you were taught, though, by your parents, is that sex is bad?
No,
or was there just no addressing it whatsoever?
I just think they were, but they were very negative people for me. They were very negative in all areas of my development. Very, very, very repressive in many areas.
How many siblings do you have, Tom?
I'll give you one example of my dad being very repressive. I enlisted in the Marines at age 22, and he was an ex-Marine, and he got his whole career and his livelihood and his love life from being in the Marine Corps. Well, I enlisted in the Marines at age 22, and he got into the Master Gunnery Sergeant's head about me having seizures as a little infant, and it gave me an honorable discharge, and he got me out of the Marines, and he said, well, I'm doing it for your good, and we can do work on some other areas to pursue. I'm not happy about that. And
well, you know, maybe he saved your life in that way. It's probably not a bad thing.
This is 1984, so I would have been under the Reagan administration then.
I see.
So, anyway, but I'm just saying.
So, I mean, today, you've got a situation where you're in your 50s. Do you have a relationship today, or are you alone?
I do not. And I'm afraid that I am just starting to rediscover how much of an effect it all had on me, you know, about 5 years ago. And I'm looking for counseling. They don't seem to be addressing the issue the way I need them to. You know, I want to get right to the core things, and they keep talking about, like, kind of what we're talking about here. Well, your parents meant to be their best and all this. And I'm going, well, that's not what I want to get at. I want to get at me being able to want to express myself and know how that's supposed to be understood, you know. And
well, I think that you've done a decent job expressing yourself here tonight, Tom, and I don't know what the right solution is or if there is one that's going to ultimately solve a problem that has been with you for so long. But maybe some sort of group therapy, maybe a group of people who have similar circumstances in life.
I haven't tried that, and I'm thinking about it. But I really fear that it'll be also a very negative experience for me, and I don't want any more, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you can always leave, right? I mean, if it turns out to be something that you weren't expecting, then you can terminate that. I always find myself suspicious of these therapists, right? Like that you're going to pay, I don't know, what is it, $50, $100 an hour, something crazy like that.
That's on the low end.
Just to have someone sit there and listen to you talk. You know, you have to call here for free and talk to us. Not that we've got a degree or anything like that, or that the degree is somehow makes the people with a degree more qualified to listen to you. Thanks, Tom, for the call tonight. I appreciate it, and good luck. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And maybe you've got some comments for Tom, or you can relate to his situation with a very repressive parental upbringing. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And is the does the opposite work? A very allowing parental upbringing, or is there some sort of middle ground that's more appropriate? It's Free Talk Live.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's togethersave.com. Togethersave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. Togethersave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at togethersave.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are welcome to dial in toll free to bring up whatever you'd like. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Inadvertently, we ended up on the topic due to your calls. You can bring up anything you want. The topic of kind of sexually repressive parents and parenting styles that result in some unfortunate mental circumstances later on in life, as our last caller was experiencing in his 50s, sort of, as he was saying, just coming to the realization of some of the damage that was done to him by his parents. And, of course, in my opinion, another way to damage your kids is to spank them. The Pope, however, says that it's totally fine, with one caveat. And Danica, you've got the story here about that. But first, I want to tell you about how to express your love for your loved ones on Valentine's Day. Show her you thought of something unique and different this year. Get her the gift that she's sure to love. Or he. Because I'm telling you, anybody is going to love Sherry's Berries. If you love chocolate, strawberries, and you love the idea of them together, you're going to love Sherry's Berries. In fact, they're freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries available at just $19.99. It's over a 40% savings off their over at berries.com. Go to berries, berries.com, and get the deals that we're going to talk about here. Use code FTL. Now, the deal, in my opinion, that you want to go with is not just the $19.99. Add $10 more and you double the berries. So this is something you're going to want to do, because if you're ordering for somebody who you really care about, you're going to want to share with them. And if you're ordering for yourself, you're going to want to have twice as much, because they're just so good. They're so scrumptious, and they seem to pick the best strawberries for Sherry's Berries. And I don't know how they go about doing that, but somehow they're selecting like the A-grade top shelf.
Oh, Sherry really knows what she's doing.
That's awesome.
Whoever it is that's picking those strawberries
Sherry.
Over there. I would presume Sherry has hired someone at this point.
Sherry has minions. I'm sure she has minions.
To handle that. But whoever it is, they're doing a great job. And they're topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts. We've talked about Sherry's Berries a lot here on Free Talk Live. And I'm a huge fan. I think this is a great gift. Now, it's Valentine's Day. That's what's coming up here. That's the special offer that's on the table at the moment. Code FTL is what you want to use to get the deals. Again, click the microphone at berries.com. And remember, when you order with code FTL, that gives us credit. There's a lot of places on talk radio where you hear about Sherry's Berries. Like, I don't know, it seems like every other talk show host is talking about Sherry's Berries. These guys are a well-advertised product, and that's because they're doing good work and it's a good product. But there's a zillion talk show hosts that are promoting this. If you use code FTL, we get the credit for it. And, of course, when that happens, Sherry's Berries is more likely to come back and order or buy more advertising with Free Talk Live. So if you've been thinking about getting somebody, getting your loved one something this Valentine's Day, forget about the jewelry, forget about the flowers. Go with something that you can put in your belly, because you know what? You can't go wrong.
Flowers die. Strawberries are delicious.
Oh, yes, they sure are. So berries.com, code FTL. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Danica, you've got a story that kind of ties in with this whole bad parenting theme that we've had so far this hour. And I think it's bad parenting. Maybe you guys will agree or disagree. I think it's terrible parenting to spank your kids.
Yeah, it was really interesting how the previous caller brought that. I was just thinking, you know what, that has a really interesting tie-in. Mm-hmm. So the article that I'm going to be sharing is from NBCWashington.com, and the headline is, Pope says it's okay to spank kids if their dignity is kept.
I don't see how that's even possible, but I'd love to hear what he has to say.
Well, I mean, I'll go into more description about the article. Basically, keeping the dignity in a nutshell is to just, obviously, you never strike your children in anger. Like, let's say Tommy broke, you know, the vase that has Grandma's ashes in it. You're furious, and you want to just, like, you know, probably beat the kid up. But you need to be able to discipline yourself and be like, no.
I'll beat you later, son.
I'll beat you later, but not as hard as I possibly could be. That's his rationale for that.
There are also things that parents can do, even without striking the child, that will wind up causing, you know, mental duress to the child.
Like, you mean like slamming their head into a wall?
No,
I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking, you know, like... You accidentally knock over the vase, and then you yell and scream at the child, calling them every swear word you can think of.
I hate you, and I wish I never had you.
Oh,
something like
man.
That
would be a mild version of what I'm thinking. But, you know, like telling your child that they're worthless and that they can't do anything
right.
They're stupid. And then, you know, listing off this long list of swears that would make a sailor start to blush. Even though you never lay a hand on them, that is still going to damage the child
in
some way.
Well, hopefully, if the parent is yelling at the kids, they have a decency to not, you know, swear at them and call them. You know, they may, you know, just say that they're, you know, you're thoughtless, you're careless.
I don't think the swears make a difference. I mean, if you're telling a kid they are thoughtless, clumsy, and useless, then that's as bad as calling them names.
You know, right.
But that's really,
you know, most parents that are going to do that are also going to throw swear words in.
Maybe. Yeah,
well, then they can put a blame about who Tommy starts swearing from. So, anywho, Pope Francis says it's okay to spank your children to discipline them.
And where's this story from?
It's from NBCWashington.com. Okay. As long as their dignity is maintained. Francis made the remarks this week during his weekly general audience, which was devoted to the role of fathers in the family.
Okay.
So, Francis outlined the traits of a good father. One who forgives, but who is able to, and I quote, correct with firmness while not discouraging the child. One time, I heard a father in a meeting with married couples say, I sometimes have to smack my children a bit, but never in the face as to not humiliate them, Francis says. How beautiful, Francis remarked. He knows the sense of dignity. He has to...
Beautiful. He thinks it's beautiful to physically... attack your child, so long as you don't hit them in the face. Go ahead and hit them somewhere else. That's okay. They'll keep their dignity. But this is what I want to know, and I know there are people who advocate spanking out there, and I, you know, again, I don't know where you guys fall on this yet, but from those who do advocate spanking, how do you spank with dignity? Because it seems to me that it is an undignified thing to do in any way, shape, or form.
Well, there would be some people that would argue that putting a child in a timeout is not dignified, because you are then, you know, basically shaming the child for having done something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm guessing that there are some parents that think that, you know, no form of discipline is good for a child. Just
That's
let
true.
Them do whatever.
There are those parents.
If they wind up getting hit by a bus, well, you know, they'll learn not to run out in traffic again.
Oh, yeah. I mean, growing up, but the role of punishment in the household until I was about probably 10 years old, I want to say, was spanking.
Oh.
Like, yeah, I was spanked as a child.
With what implements?
What do you mean?
Well, like, if I have to ask the question.
A belt? Did you grab something off of the tree?
Did you go pick your own switch? My father was actually beaten by my grandfather with a belt. I thankfully never had to endure
that.
What
about one
of
those paddles with the holes in them?
Yeah.
You know, the hand was used, the paddle was used.
Oh, okay.
The cooking spoon of some kind.
Oh,
that,
really?
Those were the, you know, typically made out of wood, not silicone or anything.
I was in high school. They actually brought back corporal punishment in the school.
They brought it back in high school?
Yes. And the principal had retired.
Welcome to Alabama.
So the football coach wound up filling in for the principal for the last half of the year. And one of the guys that we called Tiny. Tiny
was
6'8". Yeah. We don't know how much he weighed. The scale went to 400, and he was over that.
Whoa.
Wow. Tiny got sent to the principal's office. And Coach Wood. All right, Tiny, bend over. Whacked him with the paddle so hard that Tiny got lifted up off his feet.
How's that possible?
How is that even possible? That's unbelievable.
Well, you hit somebody hard enough, they're going to lose their balance and come off their feet.
Wow.
That's what happened with Tiny, and nobody did it. They heard that story, and you know everybody was good for the rest of the year.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I remember vaguely that when I was in elementary school, there was a paddle, and the principal...
Spanked in school?
I don't think I ever was, no. But I remember that that existed. I remember hearing about that.
I feel
like I remember seeing the paddle at some point. But and at some point, that went away, and thankfully, they didn't bring it back in high school, because I would have gotten it in high school, that's for sure. 855, 453, more coming up on Free Talk Live.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to bring up what you want here in these remaining moments. We might have enough time to get you on the air at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Danica,
and Daryl.
Don't forget to check more of Daryl out over on his website, fpp.cc. There's much more written Daryl there. He's an editor of books. You can buy those books with only Bitcoin. Isn't that right? You don't take any
only
else?
Bitcoin at the Bitcoin shop on fpp.cc. If you want to use credit cards or other payment, then there's the shopping iframe built into the website that you can do that. It goes through a third party, not through me. But if you purchase directly from me, you can only do that with Bitcoin.
FPP.cc, your other website, FPPradio.com,
yes,
for more audio form, Daryl.
Been doing the 5-minute daily newscast for over 1 year.
Wow, congratulations. I didn't realize that had already passed.
Yeah, began February 3rd of last year. Today's episode was, I think, the 366th, because there were 3 days missing when I was in jail last year.
Still the only liberty-oriented podcast produced, the 5-minute newscast produced 5 or 7 days a week.
Yes.
So that's awesome. Again, fppradio.com. Now, Danica, we were talking about spanking, and you had said, you'd revealed that your parents had utilized that up until you were about 10 years old.
Yes, for me and my three other siblings, yes.
And the Pope, and you said they used their hands and they used, like, wooden spoons.
A wooden spoon, yeah.
Now, the Pope has said that it's okay to spank your kids.
Probably because nuns will use the rulers to slap kids on the wrist.
As long as they keep their dignity. Now, when you were being spanked, do you recall as though you felt as though you had dignity in that circumstance?
No, I mean, I remember being upset. I was, obviously crying at that point because it's painful. And
did they do it through your when you had clothes on, or did they make you drop your drawers?
Most of the time, I had my clothes on still. Okay.
Argue that would be keeping some level of dignity, I suppose.
I suppose, yeah. I mean, I guess if it's completely bare bottom, there's a level of just absolute shame in there. And the, they always try to embrace me afterwards, trying to make it seem like they still love me. And of course, I'm just kind of like, get away from
me!
It's
so hollow, I imagine.
It's just kind of like, okay, what are you doing?
Me more than it hurt you.
Oh, yeah. How many times have I heard that? But I mean, here I am in like absolute pain, angry and upset, and here they are trying to hug me. It's just like, no, get away.
Daryl, can you relate to this before we go to our calls?
I don't recall ever being spanked.
Really?
I may have been. My dad has said that he never had to spank me, but like I said,
a good boy.
I don't recall. Oh no, I wasn't a good boy. I just when I did things wrong, I didn't get caught. I don't recall if I ever was or not.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got you can bring up anything you want. Clay's in Shelton, Washington, listening to KMAS. Hello, Clay.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, well, I heard you talking about this guy who was meditating, and I had some thoughts on that.
Sure.
So the question was whether he was meditating or whether he was dead.
Yeah, for our listeners who are maybe just tuning in, you're referencing something from the first hour of our show with a Buddhist monk who was found in a cave after 200 years, basically. I'm shortening the story.
Right.
He's mummified, according to science, but the folks at the Buddhist temple there are saying that he is, in point of fact, meditating and is a very deep state of meditation nearing nirvana.
And not just someone from a Buddhist temple, the Dalai Lama's physician.
Go ahead, Clay. What do you think?
Wow, 200 years. I didn't realize it was actually 200 years. I thought it was more much shorter amount of time.
Well, there's we were actually talking about two different stories. There was one from India where the Hindu guru in January of last year, according to doctors and his family, had a heart attack. According to his followers, he entered a deep state of meditation. So there were two different stories about deep meditation / death that we were talking about.
Right. That's the one, the Indian guru.
Okay.
So it was between the followers and his family?
Yes.
I just wanted to say that if he was truly in a deep state of meditation, and his followers took him from that state and put him in the freezer, didn't they murder him? Just throwing it out there.
Well, they're saying that they're preserving him for when he wakes up.
Right. Do people wake up from being frozen like that? I mean, shoot.
No, I don't think they
guess it depends on how cold the freezer is.
Well, generally you consider a freezer to be below freezing, or freezing or below, right? So that's going to slow
right.
down.
But then there could also be some form of mistranslation from the Hindu
the
Hindu writing to something. Right, so it could be something that's 60 degrees that would be refrigerated.
Yeah, I think Clay's
but
making
not
a good
a
point, though. It's an interesting
definitely a good point.
Detail.
Mm-hmm.
Clay, anything else you want to share?
Or perhaps it's cryogenic freezing. I don't know.
But either way, you're right. I mean, there is a legitimate point to be made that if they truly believed he was still alive, that putting him in a freezer is certainly not going to help bring him back.
Unless it's that cryogenic thing that they use for time travel.
Well, but we still don't know if that technology exists.
Has anybody ever been brought back from cryogenic freezing?
No, and that's the thing. I don't know. No. Have they done it successfully with any animals? I think they have, but
I don't know.
Or like bugs. I think they might have done it with bugs or whatever, but I don't know. That's a good question, and it's beyond my range of expertise, which, of course, is nothing more than doing a talk radio show. Thanks, Clay, for your call tonight. I appreciate it, man. Let's go to Nathan. He's in Texas on Skype. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
It doesn't surprise me what you said about the Pope. Actually, something similar is true of the Dalai Lama, since Daryl brought it up. They have a special the Dalai Lama, which is apart from the other whip, which is to whip the other students at the monasteries.
Okay.
Well, I think the point I'm trying to make is that this is actually from a Molyneux video he recently did about the Dalai Lama. The problem with mysticism, and this is like kind of taking the Pope into this, is that you can't have a religious leader who spells out every single thing, right? That's not really practical. So what you wind up with are prophets who try to interpret what the deity or holy book or whatnot says. And so then when they say things like, oh, well, it's good to spank, it's good to, use violence against your children, that doesn't look very good, at least from my viewpoint, because it either means you're not very good at interpreting your deity or your deity is not very moral.
Yeah, I'd say that's a fairly accurate assessment. I'm not interested in becoming a Catholic, and hearing things like that does not increase my interest in becoming a Catholic, because I think spanking is abhorrent and it's violence against children, and I think it's unacceptable. But it's your family, so I wouldn't do anything about it. Like if I knew that somebody was spanking their kids, it would be none of my business. I would.
But if you knew that they were beating their kid to where there were bruises and the kid was always complaining of I don't want to go home.
Well, I think that young people should be able to emancipate themselves. So, yeah, I think that if a young person wants to get out of an abusive household, that people would be out there who'd be willing to help that person in order to escape. Sort of like the people that help the folks from the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints escape their compounds out in the middle of the desert in Arizona and Utah. Obviously the people who run the compounds would prefer their kids not escape, but there are people who are willing to help them, many of whom are formerly of those compounds. And I think that that's heroic work.
And when you say people trying to help, you're not talking about the taxpayer-funded CPS that basically kidnaps children from parents.
No, I'm talking about volunteer people who many of them have been previously in those circumstances themselves, and they know how repressive and awful of a life it is, and so they want to
help. And they offer a network of, counseling and help, job help, school help, or anything like that.
Nathan, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it. Let's bring Chris Kringle on here. You're on Free Talk Live.
I'd like to make a comment about spanking and also about hand angels,
Okay. Go fast.
Well, the first comment is this. You know who really needs to be spanked? The rabbi needs to take you in the middle of the open church, and he needs to hit you with a hickory stick, probably, 35 times.
Cause I thought you were going to say he needs to throw stones, because that sounds like something that you would maybe suggest.
He needs to spank you and keep spanking you and make your bottom turn or extremely
What's
red.
The safe word?
He's going to spank you. Why? You bring up this masturbation stuff, and that's disgusting. That's of the devil. So he needs to take your hide and go and just hit you with a stick.
That would really get you off.
So what's the safe word?
I don't know.
What?
Good riddance for tonight, because he's gone. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.